All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Articles Show. Got Dead Penetration here.
What's up?
And we are going to start with this. So, even the feminist-type, blue-pilled men, whatever, those kind of men, they're leaving. They're done. They're absolutely fucking done. It's over. It has never been more over. The men and women are fighting in ways we've never seen before, and robots and AI are growing in. That's going to be, I don't know, it seems we're going
not
from one
to say
the other.
There aren't traditional roads, but the majority is this.
Yeah, it's mostly going into this. So, okay. The New York Times basically did a report, and of course this is from Better Bachelor. This is actually something that Drek sent me. And basically, it's highlighted here. Here's what I'll say. You are missed, not just by me, but by the world you once helped shape. We remember you. They say they do. The version of you that lingered at the table, that laughed from the chest, that asked questions and waited for the answers, that touched without taking, that listened, really listened, when a woman spoke. I don't know. That's debatable.
You know, listening and adhering to everything they say,
is different.
If you care, you listen. I mean,
right. So you are not gone, but your presence is thinning in restaurants and friendships and the slow rituals of romantic emergence. You've retreated not into malice, but into something softer and harder all at once. Avoidance, exhaustion, disrepair. Maybe no one taught you how to stay. Maybe you tried once and it hurt. Maybe the world told you that your role was to provide, to perform, to protect, and never to feel. But here's what's real. We never needed you to be perfect. Bullshit. We needed you to be with us, not above, not muted. Not muted? Not muted. After all the feminist shit that we put up with for the past fucking how many years? It was over a decade that we put up with this shit. And now they're like, oh, not muted. Not masked. No. They said that men weren't important. There's so many old videos that we can go through where they asked women, what do you think about men? They're terrible. They're awful. Do we need men? No, we don't need men. We don't need men for this. We don't need men for that. That's literally what the videos were showing. So
again,
now
watch them try to do plumbing, electrician, or any kind of building. Carpentry is out of the question.
Just with, and you can still come back, not by becoming someone else, but by remembering what connection feels like when it's honest and slow.
Probably the majority can't even do traditional female roles like cooking or
any of that. Yeah, it's got pretty bad. I was actually talking with a woman, I was debating with a woman online, and this was me, not Grim, this was actually me, like my face and everything. And basically, you know, we were trying to talk about the whole thing was about a woman, like the perfect wife was being, like, or a robot wife was being seen as the cooking and cleaning. It's like, why is she a slave? It's like, okay, so you gotta understand that women, primarily, like, the original role of woman was to
nurture the children
and take care of
the home.
Because it was their home. It was their home. That's their kids.
Went out and did all the dangerous shit. Life-threatening.
Yeah.
Did the hunting, which back in the day would have been mammoths, buffalo.
Yeah.
Which are prone to charge you for some reason. They don't like being poked with sticks.
No, they sure don't.
You know, now it's, you know, work the job, work all these crazy hours. You know, wouldn't mind just working a few hours and just partying the rest of the time.
Oh, yeah, you know, with the family and everything else.
The thing of it is, if a woman's like, they expect men to do all this shit, it's so unrealistic.
Yeah.
Let's say we're able to provide most of that, and then some, they're still not satisfied, but if they did take us, what do we get out of the deal?
Right.
Because they think just their presence. Like, shit, I walk around, I work with girls all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm always in girls' presence.
Right.
That don't do me no good.
And you see women in, like, their most revealing outfits.
Sometimes.
Good Lord.
I mean, it doesn't keep my balls dry or anything.
Yeah, I know.
Sounds fair to me.
Man-keeping is ruining dating for women who are tired of relationship burnout. I'm not your therapist. What are some red flags that you don't want in your partner? Someone who has no prospects or goals at all in their life. Yeah, I just say if someone's like really negative, that burns me out. I like a good vibe. I am avoiding any frat man. Absolutely. When he only wants to hang out at a specific time, that's a bit of a red flag. I say avoid a guy that's too nice to too many girls and doesn't know boundaries. If they don't have any like goals in life for me, that's also a red flag. I see a lot of narcissistic men that just don't take the time. I hate when a man doesn't ask you questions back. People seem a little bit like they take themselves too seriously. I feel like there's a balance, right? That like, we gotta dance through life. You gotta go with the flow. So one thing I realize is I'm big on communication. So the first red flag that I usually try to see is I'm not gonna be like, hey, you're gonna text me every hour, but at least let me know what's going on through the course of the day. And if you don't, I know you don't really care. Because we're human beings. If you look around the park, everyone and their mother's on the phone 24/7. So that's one of the red flags I look for as far as communication. If I go on a date to like a restaurant or any type of like place where they have service, if they're rude to the service staff, that's like the biggest red flag anyone can have. If they don't let you hang out with your friends, that's a big issue.
Yeah.
I have experience with that. Ex-girlfriend, if you're watching this, I'm sorry.
Oh, another one is calling every so often throughout the day. Like, some people, you know, one of the last girls I dated, she like, well, you don't talk to me every day. I'm like,
what?
I work a fucking job where you're asleep by the time I get off work. And you're at work when I get up. I can't do it all the time. That's why we talk. When we can talk. But yeah, that was a big, you know, that ain't why I split up with her, but that was aggravating.
Well, let's look at this. Turns out the real reason she's not texting back might be because you treated her like your shrink. A recent study from Stanford has officially named the emotional labor sucking the life out of straight women, man-keeping, and it's driving them straight out of the dating pool. The term refers to the exhausting unpaid gig of managing men's moods, stress, and social lives, all while trying to keep their own mental health afloat.
I hate to tell you, I bet they're a big cause of their moods.
Yeah. From decoding their partner's emotional constipation to playing middleman with his buddies, women are being cast in as live-in therapists, social secretaries, and emotional scaffolding, and they're over it. In the United States, about 1 in 5 men claim they have no close friends, said Stanford postdoctoral fellow and developmental psychologist Angelica Puzio Ferrara during a talk at the Clayman Institute Faculty Research Fellows. In comparison to women's social networks, men's social networks in the U.S. and U.K. tend to be thinner in depth, less frequent in emotional disclosure, and more rarely relied on to for support. Basically, he has no one else to talk to, so he trauma dumps on you. Ferrara argues that this male loneliness epidemic isn't just a him problem, it's a her burden, and it's pushing women to hit pause on relationships altogether. According to Pew Research, just 38% of single women are actively seeking love, compared to 61% of men. It's time to walk away, guys. The math adds up to one thing. Women are opting out of being therapists with benefits. So, shit's rough right now for men. Women don't want to hear it, and you know what is going to hear it? AI. What do you think fucking robots are going
to do? You know, they're
it?
One to talk.
AI
they,
is
they bitch
do it.
More than anybody that I've ever tried to listen to.
That math adds up to one thing. Women are opting out of being therapists with benefits. This is the labor that women take on to shore up losses in men's social networks and reduce the burden of isolation on families, on the heterosexual bond itself, and on men, Ferrara explained. The barriers that men are facing in their relationships have the potential to expand women's labor on men's behalf. In other words, it's not just one needy boyfriend, it's a system. Ferrara dubs this draining duty man-keeping, likening it to kin-keeping, the thankless job of maintaining family bonds, which also mysteriously ends up in women's laps. And the root of it all? Stunted male friendships and toxic masculinity.
About toxic femininity, that's way more prevalent than toxic masculinity.
Ferrara says that naming this invisible labor is the first step toward equity. Recognizing and naming this as a form of gendered labor may be important for making women's emotional work more visible and hopefully more equal, she stressed. Until then, more and more women are swiping left on man-keeping. Another possible solution? Men could be calling their buddies more often. As the Post previously reported, some say it's just a wholesome fad. Others are calling it a remedy for the male loneliness epidemic. In a surprisingly sweet new trend, bros, mostly Gen Z, but not exclusively, are picking up the phone and dialing their dudes just to say goodnight. And the waterworks are flowing. One viral TikTok with over 3 million views shows a user filming her husband ringing up a pal. Hey, what's up, man? I'm about to go into bed, and I'm just calling to tell you goodnight, he says, without a hint of irony. This is where we're at. This is where we're at, folks. This is it. So, guys, I understand you a lot more now. So when we're doing the, like, I'll be honest, some of the comments you guys leave for the videos, like, they kind of have me, like, I don't know what to say sometimes. Like, you guys are really into this stuff, like, really, really into some of this. And, like, yeah, I enjoy it and stuff, but you guys are, like, on a whole nother level sometimes. And I think I kind of get it now. It's like, dude, this is my thing. Like, this might just be a thing to you, but this is something I check out all the time. Like, this is something that's really big part of my life. And I didn't realize so many people would actually check this stuff out. Sounds and check like, these adult games out and stuff that we do. Like, that's your thing. You're literally
checking out.
Looking at that stuff. And, like, if that's, like, that's how you know, handle this shit, like, I'm all for it. Like, honestly, I'm glad that we have this channel and we can do this for you guys. Because, you know, that was the one thing that I didn't expect. You know, when I opened up this channel, and we just did, like, MGTOW content, basically. We did a lot of that stuff. And now we're doing, like kind of a mix Branch of different out. Things. But we're doing a lot of adult content, a lot of adult games. You guys really picked up on that. Like, you guys came in waves.
Of course, you're like the comics.
Like this, yeah, but this is what we want. This,
yeah.
This is what I look, some of you guys, like, this is what I look forward to when I get up, or, you know, like, when I, like, oh, I gotta check all your stuff out, and I'm like, really? Somebody likes my stuff? Like, I still can't believe it, because I'm just a regular old retail worker for the most part, man, but when I go ahead and do this stuff, like, it just, it's hard to believe that so many people love it. You know, they like the,
I wonder if the gay movement hadn't gotten bigger because of this. They'd rather sucking a dick would be better than putting up with their shit. Now, I'm not.
Well, okay,
I don't
so,
think I'll ever be there, but for some guys, maybe
so
they
let
are.
Me, so let me tell you. There's a lot of guys that were really considering the trans option if the woman. But let me tell you why. It's only certain women.
Let them cause mental illness.
It's the ones that actually looked like women, that could pass as women. And there are some that will
they
really
don't sound like women. It takes a
I know that. I know that. And
maybe
there's,
they may fool a deaf dude.
I know that, but I'm saying that there's guys that were like, hey, this is, you know, this is better than dealing with the shit that I deal with from women. And I think not ultimately right some guys are probably going for that, but some guys are also going for the AI thing. I'm personally going for that myself. So, but I mean, everybody's gonna, you know, try different things. So I think
enjoy being single, but I do seek somebody. Right. But if I don't, being single's fine too.
So, I mean, and also, like, I notice a lot of you guys, all right, so this is only on MGTOW.TV, but I post a lot of, like, softcore and stuff like that, like, sometimes. I notice you guys will watch those. Like, you guys will watch the softcores from the 70s and stuff. I post them on there, and they do like those.
They're interesting.
So, that's cool, too, because I didn't expect guys to actually really get into it, but there are definitely people watching it.
There's some people that they prefer that over hardcore.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I do as well, to be absolutely honest with you.
I think it probably is less running on your mind than hardcore.
Yeah. But the way I look at hardcore, a lot of that hardcore stuff is, it's not really indicative of actual sex, because actual sex is a lot more complicated sometimes.
No.
There's a lot more
a lot more emotion.
There's
involved.
A lot more that goes on.
A lot of dating leading up, it ain't.
A lot of that, there's a lot of, yeah.
Usually a lot of just meeting somewhere and hooking up and not knowing each other, it something happens as often. They at least know each other for a little bit.
Right.
And if they don't, then they're just godless whores. I don't know.
After the man sweetly says he loves him, the surprised pal answered, "God damn, I love you too. I don't know what to say. You caught me off guard." Viewers were all in. One commented, "In all seriousness, this is how you fight the male loneliness epidemic. Just be friends with each other." Wow, guys, we've been doing this for how long now?
Shit, I'm friends with guys.
All the time. And all the guys here, I consider you friends. If you're looking at my content.
Don't worry, I can be friends with girls. They're married. I have no interest in them.
So, does not bode well. The three toxic phrases you should never utter to your partner, according to experts. So, which ones are these? Okay. You're overreacting, it's no big deal, and you're too sensitive.
The girl saying to the guy?
No, these are the ones you don't say, anybody says. Bernstein says, you're overreacting, it's no big deal, and you're too sensitive.
It is a big deal, probably. So, just say, let's talk this out. When you get into rational thought, they'll either eat themselves or they'll be like, why is he making such good points? I'm supposed to be mad at him.
Okay, so World War III is trending and Gen Z is handling it as only they know how. Is this going to affect my Sheen order? Global crisis? Gen Z's response is worrying about outfit ideas and Kesha remixes. Fears of World War III spiraled across TikTok, Instagram, and X this week after Israel's preemptive strike against Iran, sparking a surge in panic post jokes about a military draft and doomsday memes. This week alone, is the U.S. going to war? Searches skyrocketed nearly 5,000%, while searches for the phrase World War III shot up almost 2,000%, according to Google Trends. On social media, though, the vibe is less duck and cover and more get ready with me to be bombed. One TikTok video with nearly 10 million views shows a fleet of helicopters flying overhead with the caption plastered across the page. What do you mean World War III has started? Or what do you mean World War III has started? As Kesha's blow blares in the background. Since the two warring countries began trading deadly missile strikes June 13, TikTok videos tagged World War III have pulled in millions of views, with users stitching together footage from Gaza, Tel Aviv, and even Hollywood-produced war series all set to trending sounds and dramatic, overly edited effects.
I don't think it's going to be World War III, because all the other countries that would usually be allies with them against the U.S. have all said, you need to negotiate. You don't need to try to go up against the U.S. or Israel.
So, I mean,
Russia's done it. China's done it. I can't remember what Middle Eastern country has done it. Told them they're out. They will not side with anybody.
Okay, so since the two warring... Okay, we talked about that. Another viral post showed a compilation of camo-inspired outfits with the caption, Outfit Ideas for World War III, reflecting a growing TikTok trend where Gen Z imagines what they wear on the front lines. The chaos kicked into overdrive after a deceptively named X account, which appeared to be Iranian state media, warned that everyone will feel it. Okay, so that wasn't the actual account. All
did
right.
You see where the protesters got stopped in Egypt trying to support Muslim and got the shit beat out of him?
No.
It was hilarious.
The ominous
you
phrase...
Had to
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
us.
I remember that. Okay,
that
I remember...
very recent.
I remember... Yeah, that's the one I responded to. Iran military, which uses hell? The bam, daily bam. Iran military, but is not an official account, spread like wildfire. The fuck did Iran mean everyone will feel it? One TikTok poster.
He had the gay supporters.
What?
He show up. That was the funniest part, because you know what they do to them there. Toss them off the highest rooftop.
One TikTok poster. Well, one TikToker posted, racking up more than 1 million likes before it was taken down. And while the memes were absurd, the anxiety behind them is not. Reddit threads like, is World War III slowly happening? Yep, that's the one. That's the one I responded to.
I mean,
and do you think World War III is a real possibility? I've been flooded with nervous users in recent days. Did World War III just start? One ex-user posted on June 12th, racking up 21 million views and comments like, we should all get back with our ex and it's time. Me trying to go about my day like World War III isn't just around the corner, read one Instagram post, paired with a crying screenshot of Euphoria's Sydney Sweeney. For some, it's deja vu. A similar panic over fears of World War III struck in 2020 after U.S. airstrike took out an Iranian military commander, Qasem Soleimani. Still, Gen Z is processing it the only way they know how, by turning global dread into viral content. Watching Gen Z cope with a potential world war again with humor, then remembering how memes desensitize us, one post admitted. Or as another put it, we didn't actually mean this summer will be the bomb, will be bomb literally. It's hardly a preemptive strike when Iran has been waging war against Israel for decades.
Yeah.
I'm not Gen Z, but they're hilarious. Sometimes the best way to deal with craziness is with humor. I think they're more intelligent people to give them credit for. And I don't think World War III is going to happen. Everyone settle down and enjoy your weekend.
I don't think it's going to happen yet. I don't think this is going to be the one.
No. Anyway, we've got... Mental Toughness Campaign is just... We're not going to talk about that. That was 2024. Update. Okay. New York school employee sent nudes to 14-year-old boy. A now-fired upstate New York school employee has been charged with...
That looked like a dream maker if I ever saw one.
...with a felony for allegedly sending nudes to a 14-year-old boy. Anna Maria Malazzo, a 22-year-old employee at the Greater Southern Tier Board of Cooperative Educational Services, BOCES, was arrested Monday, a week after school resource officers was tipped off that she was sending lewd photos to a minor, according to the Chemung County Sheriff's Office. Malazzo, from Elmira, had been sending the photos to a 14-year-old boy, to the 14-year-old boy for over 3 months.
The Call. New Oak Ridge boys hit Elmira. Boom, boom, boom. I tell you.
Cops alleged.
Man.
She was charged with second degree.
And you know that's not going to hurt her chances with the guys.
No.
Now, reverse the roles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Guys fucked.
Yeah.
As soon as that comes out, you're unless something's wrong with the woman in the brain.
So, she was charged with second-degree disseminating indecent material to minors in the second degree, a felony, and endangered the welfare of a child, a misdemeanor. Despite being charged with a felony, Malazzo was issued a ticket and will appear in the Wellsburg Village Court at a later date, cops said.
I do think they should make teachers' ages...
Right.
...set at least an age gap between what they're teaching and who's being taught. Because 22... You know, in the whole scheme of things, I'm sure there's people, maybe not within that age range, mm-hmm. but pretty close, dating.
Oh, yeah. GST BOCES confirmed that Malazzo was an employee at BOCES facility, but would not say when she worked at the school or what her role was. She's been fired. 14-year-old boy was not identified. It's not clear if he was a student at the time, at the same school where she worked. I remember a sub I had in junior high, Miss Romano. I grabbed the front and center seat all semester.
Yep.
Perfect attendance. I had a Miss Garcia in 7th, 8th grade that I still talk to this day. She was only 21 when we were 14, 15.
Yes.
Did you? Nice. In junior high, mid-70s, I had a teacher named Miss Honeyset. I'm not joking. She was a hot blonde. The only thing that happened was in my mind. There was another teacher, though, I could say was good looking and asked, though, who I would say was good looking and asked if I had a girlfriend. It was in front of the whole class, though, and it was a bit strange. If we had cell phones back then, I wonder if anything would have happened. I doubt it, but who knows? Why would a school teacher find a junior high aged male attractive? The kid isn't even fully mature sexually in either size and or control, let alone enriching experience. And that's not to mention it's totally unethical and moral illegal wrapped in one package.
Yeah.
Save your thumb strength. The question is rhetorical. Have you seen young boys and girls these days? I have both. Trust me, they do not look like kids looked decades ago. My son is the same age as this boy, and he is ripped with muscles, already working out, and looks much older than previous generations. daughter could pass for college age. And it's not just my kids at all. Some of his friends are almost 6 foot tall. It's insane. They're developing much faster. That's why there's more of these stories. I agree on your point that kids are maturing physically earlier these days, but I disagree that it's the reason it's happening so much. Zero accountability, organizational cover-ups, and people's biases.
I think it's a mixture of everything.
Are why this happens.
It's a big soup.
Hammering them with long sentences is the best curtailment. You forgot the main reason why this is happening. Porn! No. It is what so many males condition themselves to habitually watch. They end up spending years of their life having sex with their hand and are so addicted to porn they don't value needing another person. It certainly contributes, yet you seem to suggest that watching porn is a male thing. I'm certain it's had a major impact on the female populations who use sex as well. It still boils down to integrity, impulse control, and ethics regardless of cause. In our new liberated society, shame and societal standards have been tossed.
Of course, more of their porn is housewives of whatever county.
No excuse for a woman who can meet plenty of legal male prospects at the bar scene. Many a marriage bar scene's a suboptimal way to kick off relationships. The hormones rage at that age, don't you remember? Kids can go all night. Sin destroys lives. Juice. My brother had a teacher in his... I know what that means. That, he's trying to say it's the Jews' fault. He's a troll. My brother had a teacher in high school that asked him to stay late. I learned that this week, by the way, because there was a person that popped into my server... And I didn't know what their name was, and one of my mods told me, that means this. Oh, okay, cool. Well, I don't want that kind of person, because obviously they're just trying to stir up trouble. So anyway, my brother had a teacher in HS that asked him to stay late for extra study. She would position him near her work, he's standing, she's sitting, and he would rub his junk all over her arm and elbow. She was 100% in on it. Assuming he wasn't emotionally scarred for life somehow, that's hilariously awesome. Yahoo! Honey said, sounds like a Bond character. Sounds like a James Bond femme fatale. I grabbed the front and made me nervous for the next line. 8th grade, Miss Conrad, her pencil skirt and high heels are burned in my memory forever. Boys and girls are not the same, despite what some leftists say. Not sure why the double standard either. Plenty of 8th grade girls would be ready and willing too. In reality, it's always been more about preventing pregnancy and protecting the girl's purity in order to preserve her marriage value. And this story involves a male and female. Of course they're different. We all went through science and health classes. Anatomy was covered in middle school. Other than all the trans talk and multiple gender rubbish talk, I think everyone knows that males and females are different. These stories are not about the minor, but about the adult. Whether the adult is male or female is irrelevant. If your 14-year-old son is gay, he's still a male with raging hormones, right? I presume based on everything I'm reading, the 22-year-old male choir teacher seducing him and sending photos would be considered harmless and cause for celebration. And she is forever in your spank bank. Many, many deposits over the years. His cup runneth over. Many withdrawals, too. How come all my teachers looked like either Bea Arthur or Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
B. Arthur. That's the tall one on the Golden Girls.
Not saying it was right for the teacher to do what she did.
And Maude. Maude.
Oh, it's yeah. Maude. But the way things are these days, there's nothing in those photos the kid hasn't already seen online elsewhere.
Yeah. Well, touching it and seeing it's two different things. I'd much rather touch it than see it.
Okay, so not a good argument. There's no chance the women in random online pictures would actually meet up and have a physical relationship with a minor like we're seeing in an epidemic of female teachers doing these days. I don't know about that. Can't wait to get back to work after my vacation is over Monday to see what people are saying about this. I work for BOSAs in a large school district upstate. In other countries, women just go topless, even in mixed company, and nobody even cares. Nobody even take a second look. It's a human body. You know what those countries don't tolerate? Out of control of public violence like we have in this country. A human body is beautiful. If she showed her chest, big deal. Every female has that.
I'd much rather have that than...
Right.
Libtards burning down cities.
Careful what you wish for. We need people to pass some sort of test to be able to be nude. 90% would fail the test.
Yeah, not all of them are lookers, but you got to know what's out there. That's right. How you learn.
Right.
Doesn't mean you got to go up and hawk them.
Right.
No, you just like, oh shit, that's a horror story. Lesson learned.
Huh. Okay, you say epidemic. Is this any kind? Yeah, it's an epidemic. Hold on. It said, I had sex with three of my high school teachers in 1971, 72, and 73. I told no one and no one ever knew. So is there more of it these days? Damn!
I bet those were the days.
Good Lord, sir! Mr. Harris! Amy Poehler says we've all played people we shouldn't have as she reflects on controversial Saturday Night Live sketches.
Don't tell me she's going woke.
Comedic actress and Saturday Night Live alum Amy Poehler spoke candidly on Tuesday's episode of her Good Hang podcast about some of her past gags in comedy, saying some of them would be offensive by today's standards. During Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary, the show had an in memoriam segment cutting ties with jokes and characters that have aged poorly as societal norms have changed. I didn't know that.
I don't remember that.
We're going to have to go look at that. The segment featured numerous characters playing ethnic stereotypes, engaging in sexual harassment, body shaming, gay panic, and other controversial moments from the show's 50 years of being on air.
Outspoken liberal... I know one guy, what Bill Hader played him on Weekend Update, where it's that thing when a midget jumps on a...
Outspoken liberal actor.
Rides it across the room.
Outspoken liberal actor Tom Hanks, who gave the intro to the segment, noted that even though these characters' accents and let's just call them ethnic wigs were unquestionably in poor taste, you all laughed at them. So if anyone should be canceled, shouldn't it be you, the audience? Poehler noted on Tuesday's interview with fellow SNL alumni Will Forte, that part of getting older and being in comedy is you have to figure out, oh, it's like everything has an expiration date.
Not really.
Not really.
It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be.
That's why comedy's starting to come back, because they're taking it to states that are open to it.
She cringed at a past incident where she claimed that during a sexual harassment seminar, she had been drawing pictures of penises and passing them back and forth with Will Forte. Or is it Will Forte or is it Will Forte?
Forte,
okay. And accidentally passed the illustrations to the seminar host because she mistook it for the sign-in sheet.
You know, he's MacGruber.
Okay.
MacGruber.
He was like, what's this? And I said, oh, that's the wrong, sir, that's the wrong paper. She then...
Michael Jackson, where she played Michael Jackson.
She then brought up her takeaway from the In Memoriam segment. I mean, there's like, even on the 50th, when they had that segment, which was like, here's all the ways we got things wrong, and they showed way inappropriate casting for people, you know, we all played people that we should not have played. I misappropriated, I appropriated, I didn't know, I did know, she said. Poehler could be recognizably seen in one portion of the memoriam segment where a character played by Ben Affleck appears to be berating a mentally disabled character. Oh, but
I gotta see that one. I might remember it.
Many other actors and snippets were blurred out for being in makeup playing characters of other races. According to Entertainment Weekly, some of Poehler's more questionable impressions from her time on SNL include Michael Jackson, Yoko Ono, and Kim Jong-il.
You know, Jimmy Fallon did blackface to play Chris Rock in a sketch.
Poehler also played Kim Jong-il
Chris Rock
in a 2006 segment with Bill Hader and Fred Armisen portraying North Korean guards during a North Korean leader's speech. It's very real. The best thing you can do is like make, repair, and learn from your mistakes, do better. Like, it's all you can do. Virtue signaling has all but destroyed comedy. Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood wouldn't be made today, but that was one of their best sketches ever.
It was one of the funniest ones.
Dana Carvey playing Lyle, the affectionate homosexual, the effeminate homosexual, heterosexual, rather. Lyle, the effeminate heterosexual, would also probably not be made today. I'm surprised it's still up on the internet.
It should stay there.
Yet, the joke was that Lyle was not only gay, but a macho straight guy who liked football and power tools, and everyone, including his wife and kids, assumed he was gay and had no problem with it. It wasn't about mocking gay people.
That's funny.
Maybe not explicitly, probably not by intention, but it also didn't subvert the stereotypes. He runs like a girl, he throws like a girl, walks like a girl, talks to a girl. Is that not actually the thought of today? Excuse me, it's not exactly the thought of today with the girl boss rules, but yeah, the family was okay with thinking he was gay. In any event, it was funny.
Sounds like what women are making men now.
Throws like a girl would be characterized as horrifyingly misogynistic. Probably patriarchal, too.
Oh, they just want something to grab about.
Eddie Murphy's Gumby Christmas special.
I'd say anything you watch and you're still alive from,
yeah,
you should shut the fuck up.
I guess it wouldn't matter if I hadn't stopped watching SNL decades ago. The only in memoriam they should have for the show itself should have been off the air a long time ago. The last time SNL was funny was Rosanna Dana.
I give it a shot because sometimes they have
sometimes they're funny.
Still. But I say the Chris Farley, Adam Sandler.
So
all that era, and even up until what you got, Andy Samberg, Will Ferrell, all those people.
So there's a lot here, but there's one I want to go through before we quit. It says, basically, and this is why no one watches SNL anymore. They care about more about not offending the few than they do entertaining the many. And Lorne's biography that came out a couple of months ago, he said that he has to constantly remind his writers that they are not the house organ for the Democratic Party. And we have to make fun of more people than just Trump.
I'll tell you one.
That's what Lorne Michaels had to freaking... He has to remind the writers that, that you have to make fun of more people.
I feel like if he was running it like he should be, it wouldn't be as bad as... But, you know, he's getting up there.
Lorne should have packed the wagon and left years ago.
Yeah, well, it's his show. It's to him, it's his baby, even though now it's getting butchered to death.
There was a sketch...
With a rusty coat hanger.
There was a sketch in the 1970s with a host, Fran Tarkleton, who played quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings, that was called The Black Perspective, which was supposed to be a public affairs roundtable discussion. In it, Garrett Morris gives the black perspective and talks about the myths about black men not being able to play quarterback. He lists the myths. Tarkenton responds that the myths are actually all true. Now, obviously, it's not true, as we know, with the black quarterbacks that played on the NFL since then who have succeeded in the position. But back in the 70s, the myths prevailed in the NFL, and SNL satirized them. And yet, it was done against the grain, against type, by indulging the myths, and it was bolder than today. The sketch has been memory-holed by SNL, but the transcript exists. Now that one wouldn't be made today.
Man, I'll tell you one. Oh, Sarah Sherman. Good night. I'd love to give her the business. She's actually funny when she's on the show, too. That's why I partially find her attractive.
So this was the SNL number 50 episode that they did all this, where they brought back those... characters that they said they want to get rid of. Yeah, I don't know if they did all that. Yeah, that's what they did. I watched the episode. Well, they had a whole thing where they had
the In Memorial one is the thing we're talking about. That's the one I'm wanting to see. Probably have to look it up.
Yeah, we'll look it up later. Okay, so it's on the hour, guys. We can talk about Fat Joe is in trouble with some minors. $20 million lawsuit. Yeah. Oh, damn. Children who were 15 and 16 years old. Sir, you're in trouble.
Maybe he rolled over on
them. I have no idea. But anyway.
What'd he know?
Anyway, this is the Grim Lauren and Dead Penetration, and we'll see you guys next time with more articles. I'll try not to do such super ultra long articles. Sometimes I don't know what I'm going to get sent. And I'll have to, you know.
Did we do like three?
We did several. We did about six or seven articles today. Maybe eight.
Because we just
went through a bunch of them.
I think some of them merged with each other.
Yeah, because there wasn't a whole lot I had to say about some of them. But all right, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you guys next time. I am out of here, of course. You know those AVNs you like so much. They're coming up.
Later.
Enjoy the decline.